Right? But he was so excited. They drove up and he rolled down the window of the back and he's like, I'm ready. Are we ready for this? And so he was so excited. He was so excited to get his t-shirts and show the birds and see the goats out there. And he's ready to raise more animals and learn a whole lot more and do the poultry chain again. And these were meat birds that they were doing. And of course I saw the pictures of them processing the meat birds afterwards too. And so that was a learning experience for them as well. And some of them had a lot of meat birds to process afterwards. Mm-hmm. So the next thing that we're going to do are pullets. And so we'll have to start doing that in October, which is a longer process for them. But it's exciting. And I'm glad that we're going to give them that experience to raise animals. And it's a good entrepreneurial process and project to do, because they find out how much money that these farmers and producers have to put in and how much care they have to put in order to have and raise these birds and these animals. So it was a good project overall. And so many people came out just to see them that weren't a part of the livestock show too. So it was good. It was great.
This is something we've been told by people that they missed for years, is the livestock not being part of the fair. To them, the fair was part of the livestock. So this is something that they were excited about.
Yes, yeah. And a lot of people came up afterwards, people in the community, and they're really excited to be a part of it. Even though we got word out that we were trying to raise money, several people came up afterwards and said, why didn't we know about it? We wanted to put some money into it. And we did raise enough money for t-shirts and for ribbons. And I said, hey, we really need enough money to put up just a simple pavilion. We're not asking for a lot. You know, we've looked into this and maybe anywhere between 10 to 20,000 to put up just a simple pavilion with a natural ground floor to the bottom of it is really all we need to have out there. And then we know that we won't have to worry about getting a tent, because we looked at the price of a tent and it would have been $2,000. And we thought, we can't just spend $2,000 for 4 or 5 hours out there. And that, to us, that would have been wasted money that we could have spent on the kids.
If you don't have but next year, have you considered talking to White River Electric? Just a thought, you might want to think on that.
Do they have a tent?
I believe so.
We looked everywhere for one, so
you might,
we were trying
you
everything
that
we could. Most people said that people that had a tent, they were actually just renting them from that place. So we were trying everywhere we could to get one. So, but we didn't ask them.
Well, just a thought.
Yeah. Thank you. So we do have lots of other programs. I've probably talk too much about 4-H. I've worked with Barb. Barb and I did do a lot of nutrition together with the blender bike. That was really fun. We're going to be working a lot of the back-to-school events. And, a lot of Tim's report, he's out doing a lot of things. And we do have Mike Denigman, who is in our office as well. I do notice that the Master Gardener training in Branson is starting this August, so I'm excited about that. And our Master Gardeners do great programs. If you haven't gone to any of their brown bag luncheons, come on out there and join us. I've been able to sit in on one of them. I haven't really had a chance to do that a lot. I do have their schedule with me if you want me to hand off their schedule. And also, Sandra didn't bring her report, but she did do the Money Smart for Small Businesses. That was in Branson, the Area Lakes or Branson Lakes Chamber of Commerce, and I heard that that went really well too. So thank you guys very much. Any questions? Appreciate it.
Thank you. Court orders.
Good morning. Hope everyone had a good holiday weekend.
First thing I've got is erroneous assessments. Abatement numbers 205024. These were the abatements that were tabled from last week.
We want to call those Exhibit A and table them. I'll refer to those as Exhibit A and make a motion that we table those until the 15th. I believe that's next week.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Abstain.
One abstain. Motion carries. Table until July 15, 2019.
The next set of abatements I have is personal property paid abatements. And it is abatement number 300300. And this here is a taxpayer only had the one 2013 Ford Escape and was charged for two of them, so it was a double assessment on that vehicle.
Label Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B dated July 8th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much, and hope you all have a great day today.
Thank you.
We will be in recess. We're scheduled at 9:45 for Road and Bridge Roundtable Discussion in the upstairs conference room. And then daily staff review after that. Okay.